Welcome to my podcast. The Dutch name for the podcast is Ondernemer in Wonderland. And that would translate into English as Entrepreneur in Wonderland. I'm considering in starting a whole new podcast altogether that is in English. And maybe the name will be something like The Ecstatic Entrepreneur. I don't know why yet, but anyway, I really felt called, I felt drawn to record this episode in English because I have made some big decisions for Bruce Lee, for my company, for my business, for myself in the past few days, in the past few weeks. And part of this is that I will expand the work that I offer to a global scale internationally. And this is something that has been on my mind for quite a long time already, but I held myself back here because of some limiting beliefs. And I will talk about that later, but firstly, I want to welcome you again to this podcast and give you a little bit of insight in what to expect from this episode. It's beautiful, actually. I'm recording this in France. I rented a cabin in the mountains in the Pyrenees. And I just went out for a walk, for a hike in the forest. And I intended to record this during the hike because somehow I really wanted to record this outside and to be in the forest. But the weather started to look bad. And now there's a snow falling out of the clouds. And the view is just amazing here. I'm overlooking Mount Canigou, which is a very high peak, 3,000 meters. And forests around me, fields, flowers, birds. It's lovely, lovely. But here we are in this podcast episode. And what I want to share with you today is about bold visions, big visions, believing the impossible to become possible for you, and why big visions need bold decisions. And if you are listening to this episode, so most of the people that are following me on Instagram or doing my courses like the Miracle Constellations Facilitator Training, and even most of my one-on-one mentoring clients, they are coaches, trainers, facilitators, artists, creators, like writers, people who buy write books, but also speakers, keynote speakers, international speakers. These are all people that are in some way drawn to make the world a better place by helping other people, by guiding other people, by supporting other people, or by inspiring other people, by creating offers, services that make life easier for other people. So if you are listening to this podcast, I bet you are one of those people too that really feel drawn to creating something that contributes to making the world a better place. And almost, no, I believe all of my, no, definitely all of my clients, but not everyone of my, who's following me, but all of my clients are business owners and entrepreneurs with a deep, deep calling to create a massive positive impact for the world. And the two common traits I recognize in these people, and that I know for myself really well too, are firstly, they feel they have a big, big, big sense of potential. And by that, I mean they feel that they are destined to embody something that is so much bigger even than they are experiencing in this moment. But they just know, they deeply feel that their mission is to create something even bigger than they could ever imagine to be possible. And the second trait is that they tend to give away so much more than they receive back. So somehow, and maybe you recognize this, somehow they feel they really have to offer something, or they have to maybe even sacrifice something in order to live up to their full potential. as if they are not even allowed to fully enjoy the impact that they create. They hardly ever think, when we first start working together, they hardly ever think that making business can be easy, can be fun, can be relaxed. And I know this very well also, like the idea that you have to trade hours for money, so that you have to work hard or work a lot or spend a lot of time working in order to be able to receive so much more money than that you have ever experienced in your life before. Now, and the good news is that I feel that it is my calling, and I love that calling. It's my purpose to like live an ecstatic life, to really, really live a life that I could not even believe to be possible, but just really commit myself to creating a life that is miraculous, that is full of adventure, that is full of rest also when I need it or when I want it. That I can create a life for myself, that really craft a life where I feel that I am in charge, that I can decide like what I want it to look like, what I want it to feel like, and who I want to spend my time with. And when I really love spending time alone every now and then, so this is why I retreat myself to the mountains, and I love being with other people as well, but instead of just being with other people, I more and more consciously decide who are the kind of people that I want to surround myself with, because this is of such a great impact on my energy levels, on the inspiration that I receive. And the reason that this is good news is it is my calling, but also my calling to experience this life, to create this life, but also to inspire other people like you who are listening to this podcast. I just can really feel it, that it is my mission, it is my purpose to show, to be the example, to show to other people that it is possible to create a life that is beyond your wildest dreams, that it's miraculous, that is so satisfying and so full of inspiration, freedom, possibility, and potential. This is the reason why I committed to being very, very clear in the decisions that I make on what to do, but mostly what to let go of, who to spend my time with, and who to say no to. And also to do the uncomfortable things. Like this week, I've spent the most wonderful week here in the south of France, and I had a very strong pull to go here. A couple of weeks ago, I had a great like vision coming to me, and I was really drawn to this mountain, the Mount Canigou in the Pyrenees, where I am right now. And I never heard of this mountain before, but I figured, oh, probably I should go there. And then I read that this is a very like an energetically powerful place, and I love the Pyrenees already, so I thought, yeah, let's just go. And it was also clear to me that it had to be in this week. But then I did not book my tickets or anything. And 1 week before leaving, I still didn't book any tickets. And I looked into it, and I was like, well, I really don't feel like booking the tickets because it's so much of a hassle. And maybe I should just stay home comfortably and continue doing what I'm doing right now. And maybe taking some time off to myself here while I'm at home. But then like the ideas would not leave my head. So it really stayed with me. I really, really felt that I had to go there and to do the uncomfortable. So with a little bit of resistance, I looked into the tickets again. And then suddenly it became really easy for me to book a ticket. So I bought a one-way ticket with the train to go to France. And then I booked the mountain cabin where I am right now, but just for 4 nights. And the evening that I arrived here, like already my whole journey to getting here was miraculous. So I had to change trains in Paris, and I met a poet there, and he wrote me the most wonderful poem about my mission. And actually, in that poem, he perfectly pinpointed this calling of moving into the unknown and choosing a path that is maybe uncomfortable, but that will always open up something miraculous. That by doing the thing that feels, that's really calling you, that's really pulling you, by doing it, regardless the discomfort it might cause, then you will step into a new space where something becomes possible that would not have become possible if you just stayed where you are, stayed in the safe zone, stayed where you feel comfortable. So, and this is what this guy in Paris wrote in his poem. And it was so lovely to read it. And that was just day one, you know, like me being like feeling very resistant to go to France because of the discomfort. And I didn't really feel like booking tickets. But then I went, and already on day one, I had my first miracle delivered. And like the whole week continued like that to unfold. So I didn't plan anything. I extended my stay with 4 extra nights. And the only reason that I go back home is because I have a physical appointment with a one-on-one client the next day. But otherwise, I would have stayed here for weeks, probably. Now, let's bring it back to what I started this podcast with. Like big visions need bold decisions. And I really want you to like maybe write this even down. Big visions need bold decisions. And also feel into, what is it, my vision? What is it that I want? What is it that I desire? What kind of life do I want to create for myself? And can I believe it to be possible? And I've noticed that these are often really hard questions. Like many people find it so hard to answer these questions. And it is not because they do not know the answer to the questions, but it is most often because they do not want to be disappointed. So they downsize, they downgrade their desires in order to make them fit in with the reality that they already know. And another reason for people to not fully giving themselves permission to connect with their desire, to connect with that big vision that they hold, can be the sense of responsibility. So the fear of the consequences. And to give you an example, some people who have joined the Miracle Constellations Facilitator Training, they have a coaching business, they are already doing wonderful work with their clients, but they still have a job next to their coaching business because of the idea that this provides them financial security and stability. So their dream is to be fully capable of running a thriving coaching business so that they can do what they love most and to create an impact in a way that really fits within their personality and that matches their ambitions. But they tell themselves that they cannot quit their job because otherwise they will run out of money and then everything will fail. And my reaction to that is often I say something like, tell yourself a better lie. So we tend to come up with limiting thoughts like, if I choose to pursue what I deeply, deeply, deeply love, it will turn into a disaster. That is often something that we tell ourselves. So to make sure that we are not actually stepping into the potential, and so that we can stay safe and comfortable where we are right now, even if it's not satisfying, even if it's draining your energy, and even if you feel that like that potential burning within you and it's eating you from the inside, but you still continue to do what feels comfortable for you. And if that's the direction that you like to choose, that's fine. But then you are also choosing like a mediocre life, then nothing will really change for you. So the change will only happen if you firstly allow yourself to desire, to give yourself permission to think big, to dream big, to want something bigger, better or more satisfying to, and that it can look like differently for everyone. But for me, it is like my big vision is that I will have an empty agenda, no appointments at all, no appointments, so that I can create from a sense of freedom and not, so that I do not have to show up somewhere and have a disturbance in my flow of creativity and inspiration, but that I can really create from this place of desire and inspiration and feeling relaxed and nourished. And there's this limiting belief that I'm now shifting. There was this limiting belief that, but if you have an empty agenda, how can you make money? Because you make money offering your work to one-on-one clients, so you have to make appointments with them. But this is just a story that I tell myself and that people around me tell themselves and that many, many people in the world are sharing with each other. But I choose to step out of that. So like very concrete example, what I did today is I posted on Instagram that this is the last opportunity for people to onboard on a one-on-one mentorship with sessions in the Magical Cabin where I used to work with my one-on-one clients. Because I feel that in my ideal life, I travel the world and I can go whenever I want to go. But that requires from me that I make different decisions than I made before. And the great thing about that is that as soon as I make a big decision like that, a bold decision like that, and act upon it, I open up a new space. So I get new clarity about new ways of offering my services and creating impact to even so much more people than when I work just one-on-one with people. And I will share a little bit about that for you later as well. And that I can offer my work at an even lower price than I used to do before. And one of my main goals, I shared it in the last podcast, which is in Dutch. But I really want to know what it is like to live a wealthy and luxurious life. And this is also something that I believed to be impossible, or not even impossible, but not for me. And I don't really feel like getting into the root of that belief, because to me that doesn't really make sense. But I just I became aware of this limiting thought that, yeah, other people can live a wealthy and luxurious life, but it is just not for me. But I'm so curious to know what it is. And I just really want to experience a lot of wealth flowing into my world so that I can treat myself with luxury, like good food, beautiful clothes, nice Airbnbs like I'm doing right now. I'm spending so much more money on traveling, apparel, health, mentoring. I invested 24,000 euros in mentoring already this year. And this is something that I would not allow myself 1 year ago, because I thought, do I really need it? And do I really allow myself to believe that something better or bigger is possible? But this year I'm fully stepping into the expansion because I want to know what it is like on the other side. So this curiosity within me is so strong that I just continue to making big decisions, bold decisions, and acting upon it, because I just want to know what it is like. And what I already notice is that it just like my identity is shifting on an almost hourly basis. So like I feel that I am capable of so much more than I would believe to be true 1 year ago. And this is not because I did more work, or I did more trainings, or I studied more, or I worked harder, but this is because I made decisions that feel expensive with an A, and sometimes they are expensive with an E too. And also because I really choose, and maybe this is also like a mantra that you can write down for yourself, because already these words will open up something for you. And I really, really live by this mantra. And the mantra is, I choose miracles over mediocrity. I choose miracles over mediocrity. And I do not want to live a boring life, you know. I want to live an exciting life. And sometimes it means that I'm doing scary things. And sometimes it means that I have to deal with inconveniences, and mostly on a relationship level, like in friendships or partnerships. Being really clear about my needs, but also about my boundaries, while also respecting other people's needs and boundaries. But this is particular for me, and I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, you will recognize that. So I used to be a person that was like I loved everyone, and I still do. Like, I'm really open to new people, and I really easily connect with other people, and I see the good in everyone. But I have decided to stay with like a very, very close, small, intimate inner circle, and to not just be friends with everybody, because it will, like, very often it also drains my energy to spend time with people that have a different approach to potential, to growth, to entrepreneuring. So also there, I'm crafting my social life in a way that I get to meet people that really inspire me, that really show me ideas and visions that I could not come up with myself. I'm usually the one inspiring other people, but I love to surround myself with people who have like big, big visions and who do not see any limitations in what is possible. And I just love it to be surrounded by people who approach their life and the world in that way, because those are the people that lead like insane, miraculous lives. And I am one of those people too. So I want to surround myself with people who think like that and who embody that. And the same goes for clients. So and this is very important for you to become aware of, like, who is your ideal client? Who is your dream client? And we often think that we think the other way around. It's like, what are my services? What am I good at? And what is my offer? And how can I, like, whom can I serve from there? And then you end up doing what you love with people who pay for that. But imagine that when you try to flip the script and first get an image of who is that ideal client? What does this person look like? And why is that important to you? Then it might even result in a complete different offer that you create for your dream client. So when you approach your own life and your own business the other way around, like, who do I like to spend my time with? What kind of people do I want to surround myself with? Be it your friends, but also your clients. And then ask yourself, okay, what do I need to change in my life? What do I need to change in my business in order to make that happen? And what decisions do I have to make for that? And nowadays, I very often say no to people who want to be mentored by me one-on-one. And it's not that I cannot help them. I can be of service to many, many people, and I know that many people will benefit from the work that I offer. But I've also noticed that when people are not fully committed to making these bold decisions and acting upon them, that I just get bored. It drains my energy. And I love all these people, but I and they will not experience the best of me when I do not get energy from seeing them moving through life, making like the boldest decisions and quantum leaping all the time. That's when I have most fun as a mentor. And to give you an example, what happened earlier this week. So this week I onboarded two new clients for one-on-one mentoring. And this is quite a big investment. So right now it is 12,000K for 6 months of private mentoring. Both clients feel this, like, this big, 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 big potential. And it was scary. It was like a very bold decision to say yes to this private mentoring, to this investment. Now, and the funny thing is, with one client, she knew during the onboarding call already, she knew, oh shit, I need to quit my job. Because the longer I stay in this environment, the less energy I feel to do what I really need to do and to live up to my potential. So what she did after we hung up, she immediately called her manager to say, I am quitting my job. And there were many people around her who told her not to quit her job because it will cost her a lot of money and financial security. And so, but regardless, all those beliefs of other people, she took the decision. And what happened 3 days later is she manifested 30,000 euros because of this decision. And this was something that she could have never foreseen happening. But it could only reveal itself. So this miracle could only show up because she did what she knew she had to do, quit the job. And this is really what I advocate, not quitting jobs per se, but I advocate in order to live a life in full alignment, you need to make fully aligned choices and saying the right yeses and the right nos. And this is just a perfect example of a bold decision. I choose to live a better life, and I decide to do the things that scare the shit out of me. I'm afraid to lose money. I'm afraid that it will not work out. I'm afraid that other people might judge me. And I am still doing it anyway. And I want to conclude with something that I read in Paris on this miraculous day. So I met this poet that I told you about. And it was not far from the Shakespeare and Company bookshop that you might know. It's quite a famous bookshop. It's, if you've watched the movie Before Sunset with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, the bookshop is in there. And Midnight in Paris. It's a lovely, lovely place. Very touristy and very crowded, but still a beautiful place. So this is where, like a little bit further on in the park, I met this poet. But on the wall of this bookshop, there's many beautiful lines written, like by Walt Whitman, one of my great inspirators. But also there was a part from Alice in Wonderland, written by Lewis Carroll. And I do not remember the exact words, but what I wrote down after reading those lines on the wall of this beautiful bookshop was, believe as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast every day. Because it is only when you believe the impossible to become possible that something else, like something new, will open up for you. And this is like this decision, I choose to believe the impossible to become true. Then you are setting yourself up for a miraculous life. You have to believe it before you see it. You have to decide and act before knowing on beforehand how everything will work out. You have to be open to that miracle, but you have to decide. Firstly, you have to believe the impossible to be true. So you have to believe that it is, you're completely allowed to desire what you desire, even if you can't believe it to be true. Just feel into it. What is the life that I want to live, even if I cannot believe it to be possible? Then choose to believe it. Choose to believe that it is possible for you too. And I'm so passionate about this. I believe you can tell that. And if you want to take this next level, I just want to inform you about 2 things. One is something new that I have created. And this is a Telegram channel called The Exception. If you want to live an exceptional life, like a miraculous life, you have to do exceptional things. Now, I'm doing that all the time. And I get so inspired by my own life. that I get so many ideas. And I want them to flow through me and to be of service from that place to other people. So this is why I decided to create a Telegram channel that I can use to share my inspirations when it comes. And it will be about travel. It will be about money. It will be about business. It will be about relationship. And you can join this Telegram channel with the link in the show notes. It is a paid channel, but you can pay whatever you want. So 1 euro, 1,000 euros, 10,000 euros, 2 euros, whatever feels good to you. And then you join this intimate space where you get my inspiration, where you hear about my bold decisions, about my visions. And this is a bit of a permission giver to you. This is what I want to be for you. So I want to share this inspiration with you so that you, your sense of possibility becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and that you feel that, yeah, a better life is possible for you too. So this is the first thing I want you to offer. And then finally, I wanted to let you know that on the 20th of March, we will start with the next cohort of the Miracle Constellations Facilitator Training. And this is the perfect place if you want to take your own life, but also the life of your clients, to a complete new level of expansion, of freedom, of joy, of living a life in that really aligns with your truest desires. And the Miracle Constellations framework that I have created is such a wonderful and easy to apply tool to really help manifest new realities fast. So we start on March 20th already. There's still a couple of places left. And you will find a link to that training too in the show notes. And I want to end by thanking you for being here with me, for listening to this episode. And if you in some way feel drawn to making a bold decision yourself, or maybe finally feel the courage to do that one thing that you know you need to do in order for you to open up something so much more beautiful, joyful, enjoyable, impactful, then I would love to hear from you what that idea or that bold decision is for you. Looking forward to meeting you next time, and sending you lots of love from the French mountains. Bye bye.